Good morning. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India condemns demolition of Hindu deity statue during Thai-Cambodia border clashes, says such disrespectful act hurts sentiments of followers around the world. Tariq Rahman, acting chairman of Bangladesh Nationalist Party, set to return to Dhaka after 17 years in exile. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky unveils new peace proposal to create an internationally monitored demilitarized zone. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe with festive fervor to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. External Affairs Ministry has stressed that disrespectful acts such as demolishing statues of deities hurt the sentiments of followers around the world and should not take place. In response to media queries on the demolition of Hindu deity statue in an area affected by the ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Hindu and Buddhist deities are deeply revered and worshipped by people across the region as part of shared civilizational heritage. He urged the two sides to return to dialogue and diplomacy to resume peace and avoid any further loss of lives and damage to property and heritage. In Bangladesh, a young man was killed after a crude bomb thrown from a flyover exploded in the central Dhaka last evening. The incident occurred near the National Council of Churches Bangladesh Bhavan in the Mogh Bazar New Escaton area of Hatir Jhil Police Station. The deceased was identified as Siam, aged between 21 and 24, an employee of a car decoration shop operating beneath the flyover. According to police and witnesses, Siam had stepped out to have tea when a crude bomb was hurled from the flyover above, striking him and exploding on the spot. He sustained critical injuries and died shortly afterwards. The attack comes amid renewed concern over crude bomb incidents in the capital following a series of similar explosions reported earlier this month. Acting chairman of Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, Tariq Rahman, is set to return to Dhaka today, ending 17 years in exile. Rahman departed from London's Heathrow Airport on a Biman Bangladesh Airlines flight accompanied by his wife Zubeda Rahman and daughter Zaima Rahman. Addressing a press conference in Dhaka, BNP Standing Committee member Salahuddin Ahmed said that Tariq Rahman will deliver a brief address to party supporters after arriving in Dhaka. He will also visit his mother and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia, who is currently undergoing treatment at a hospital in Dhaka. Local media reports that he will also complete the formalities to become a registered voter. His return to Bangladesh comes at a time when the Election Commission announced that the country's 13th national parliamentary election will be held on the 12th of February next year. Ambassador of India to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, held talks with U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, in Florida over shared goal to strengthen trade ties. The meeting was held at Mar-a-Lago, U.S. President Donald Trump's residence in Florida. In a social media post, Mr. Quatra said that the U.S. Ambassador shared his plans and priorities for the bilateral partnership as he prepares to assume his responsibility as the U.S. Ambassador to India. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holy wreaths, and exchange gifts. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Meanwhile, Goa, the state of sunshine, is bathed in festive spirit as leaders and citizens come together to celebrate the message of peace and joy. For more updates on the celebrations, we now go to our reporter on the ground in Panaji.
From the historic churches to every home, Goa is celebrating a vibrant blend of tradition and modernity. Governor Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju, Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant, and Archbishop Felipe Neri Cardinal Ferrao have extended warm greetings, calling for unity to strengthen the state's unique social fabric. While celebrations are evolving with digital greetings and modern decor, the heart of the festival remains. Families are gathering over traditional delicacies of Biminka and Dodol, transcending the barriers of religion and caste. As the Chief Minister noted, Goa remains a model of peaceful living, reminding us today that inclusion is our greatest strength. This is Mahesh Sobre for Akashwani News, Panaji.
Nagaland too is celebrating Christmas with deep religious reverence and festive spirit. A report.
Christmas in Nagaland is being marked by deep religious devotion as citizens commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. On Christmas Eve, many churches held evening and midnight masses with prayer session ushering in the spirit of the joyous day. As the clock struck midnight, people welcomed Christmas with a bursting of fireworks and the singing of carols, wishing one another Merry Christmas and offering prayers for blessings, peace and harmony. This morning, congregations of different denominations are gathering in church. Churches for community worship and prayer across the state, dressed in their finest attire and singing hymns of praise. Delectable feasts are being prepared to regale the Naga spirit and partake in traditional community feasts. Exchange of greetings and gifts and visits to friends and dear ones are marking the celebration, while some are expressing their goodwill by visiting the less privileged. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
In Tamil Nadu, the birth of Jesus Christ is celebrated with music and fanfare. Midnight services and caroling are part of the celebrations in churches in rural and urban areas. We have a report.
The birthday of Jesus Christ is celebrated throughout the day with carol singing in churches and along with visiting family and friends, sharing the traditional Christmas goodies like cakes, adrasam, rose cookie and mundri kottu. People of all ages sing their favorites, Bethalayil Pirandavarai Potri Thudi Maname, Hark the Herald and Jingle Bells can be heard both in churches and at homes. Decorated trees and festoons bring back the joy of Christmas to one and all. As this is also Margali season in Tamil calendar, Carnatic music and classical dance performances are also held everywhere. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Christmas in a social media post. Mr. Modi said, wishing everyone a joyous Christmas filled with peace, compassion and hope. He hoped that the teachings of Jesus Christ will strengthen harmony in the society. President Volodymyr Zelensky has unveiled a new peace proposal offering to withdraw Ukrainian troops from the eastern Donbas in exchange for a Russian pullback and the creation of an internationally monitored demilitarized zone. Speaking about the 20-point plan agreed by the U.S. and Ukrainian envoys during talks in Florida, the Ukrainian president said he expects Russia's response on Wednesday after U.S. officials engage with Moscow. The plan includes a proposed demilitarized free economic zone in Donbas, though details on the governance remain unclear. A similar arrangement could also be considered around the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Zelensky said any final agreement would be put to a referendum. In Senegal, 12 bodies were recovered today of the cost of Joel Fodiout in the Mobor department following the capsizing of a boat carrying migrants. According to Senegalese press agency APS, 35 survivors have been handed over to the local Gendarmerie Brigade. The total number of passengers on board the vessel has not yet been determined and the cause of the capsizing remains unknown. In football, FC Goa finished their campaign in AFC Champions League 2 2025-26 with a close defeat against Istiklal by 2-1 in the Group D match at the PJN Stadium in Margao, Goa last night. The result meant that FC Goa finished bottom of the group with 0 points from 6 matches in their first ever appearance in the league. The home side, yet to register a point, took the lead in the 8th minute with Dejan Jasic finding space inside the box before finishing superbly with a curling effort into the top right corner. The Tajikistan side later made the lead and finished the match in favour. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India condemns demolition of Hindu deity statue during Thai-Cambodia border clashes, says such disrespectful act hurt sentiments of followers around the world. Tariq Rahman, acting chairman of Bangladesh Nationalist Party, set to return to Dhaka after 17 years in exile. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky unveils new peace proposal to create an internationally monitored demilitarized zone. And Christmas being celebrated across the globe with festive fervor to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And that is the end of this news bulletin.